A crab fisherman aboard the Kodiak-based Seabrook fell overboard this morning when his foot got tangled in a line while he was setting pots for tanner crab about 20 miles northwest of Cold Bay. Coast Guard Petty Officer Walter Shin said they do not think he was wearing any sort of flotation device, and the crew could not see him after he fell into the 34-degree water with 4-foot seas. Three Coast Guard helicopters began searching for the 40-year-old man at about 11 a.m. and will continue until sunset, although he is presumed dead. This is the first Bering Sea crab fishing fatality since 2005, when crab rationalization went into effect. Injury epidemiologist Jennifer Lincoln says the program might have improved safety for the fishery, but the biggest improvement actually came in October of 1999, when the Coast Guard began making safety and stability checks on all of the vessels.
If they had too many pots on board, or they were loaded improperly, or if their survival gear wasn't up to date or missing or something, they wouldn't let them sail.
In the 1990s, 8 crab fishermen died on average each year. After the Coast Guard started checking stability and pot numbers, only 2 people died during the next 4 seasons. The next big accident was the sinking of the Big Valley in January of 2005, when 5 men were lost. Currently, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health is testing different styles of PFDs with different fishermen to try to find ones that are easy to wear while working.